Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us and spend it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful. And we do not take it for granted. So thank you so much for joining us here on Fire to Inspire. I want to thank all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. Tonight we have Apostle Zoe Leggett, who had the she released her manual on last week with us, and the title of her manual is The Original Version. It is available in ebook as well as a hard copy physical book. You can get the ebook at bit.ly/originalversionsw. That's bit.ly/originalversionsw. S as in Sam, W as in William. And then you can go to a Zoe Life Ministries and inbox there or email a Zoe Life Ministries at gmail.com and order your book. The book is $20, but again, it's a manual. So when you get ready to order, get ready to take some notes, get your highlighter ready, and learn about the original intent, your original intent. Amen. And then we have April Graphics hosting a day of photos. Actually, it's a day and a half. So they have Friday night, 6:30 p.m. until 11 p.m. They have shots. It's holiday time. Many people are going and doing family photos. Some people are doing headshots for businesses, profile pictures, however you need it. There are pictures available, packages available. It's Friday, November 9th, 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m., as well as Saturday, the 10th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., however, they've let us know that the 9 to 12 spots have all been secured. So if you're trying to get in on that special, the only spots they have available is from the 12 to 5 spots. So you want to go in and get your yours secured. And that you can email aphographics, that's APHOGRAS as in Frank, X as in X-ray, at gmail.com. You can inbox them on their Facebook or Instagram page, or call them at 706-489-6416. So go in and take advantage of those great holiday photos that you can take for your family and get the cards to send out to your family. And we have the executive director and author, Kim Mays, hosting her first book release, and it is coming up this coming Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Mountain Park Aquatic Center and Activity Building, and that's 1063 Rock Bridge Road, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Again, at 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Mountain Park Aquatic Center, and that's 1063 Rock Bridge Road, Stone Mountain, Georgia. And so you definitely want to go support the executive director of Kim Mays. Title of her book is Four Husbands, Three Divorces, Two Lovers and One God. It's an account about her life. So go out and support. And finally, we have an event coming up entitled Santa's Holiday Jubilee, hosted by BBB Productions. And tickets are only $5. Children are getting them free. They're doing a huge toy giveaway, and it's located at the Dawn Event Center at 1301 Atlanta Industrial Parkway. And that's Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. Again, that location is the Dawn Event Center at 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. And so I'm so excited to be able to be a part of the media group there, as well as my sister in the media, Joyce White, of Faith Walk with Joyce White. We're going to be there covering the media. I'm just excited about it. Go out and get your ticket. We're going to be able to get great gifts inexpensively. Tickets to get in at only $5. The children get in free. and they have free toys at that event. Go out and support. You can look it up and purchase tickets at Invite.com. It's called Chef's Holiday Jubilee. Thank you again for all of our sponsors and supporters that have supported on Friday Inspire. If you're interested in supporting, email us on FridayInspire@gmail.com, and we will announce your events, your services, your businesses for a full 4 weeks for only $25. It's not about the cost, it's about the visibility and helping you get the word out there. So we do appreciate each and every person. Y'all,
I apologize for this.
Everything that is trying to come against us, because when I tell you, I had no issues with my voice prior to about 5 minutes before the show, but I know what it is, and we call it what it is, and we tell it has no place in Jesus' almighty name. But the topic tonight, I'm so excited. The topic is the ascended intercessor, and we have none other than the one and only prophet, Brianna Anderson. We would like to introduce her and then welcome her to our show. Welcome on Fire Inspire. Liz, how are you?
I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I am well. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Amen. I tell you, I love being able to share. I'm having the people that I interview share what the topic itself. But before we do that, I want you to introduce yourself to the people.
Okay, I'm Prophetess Brianna Anderson, or Brianna Anderson for short. I am one of the senior leaders here alongside my husband of the Dominion Center here in Columbus, Georgia. I'm just an intercessor by heart, by nature. I'm a daughter of God, and I just love the Lord. I'm a mother, entrepreneur, businesswoman. I have different businesses, but also my main calling and my main purpose and passion is intercession, is teaching, hearing the word of God, releasing the word of God, and preparing a generation of people to be prepared for the next wave and glory of God that's going to happen in the earth.
Amen. You recently released a manual yourself, and it's entitled The Ascended Intercessor. And so it kind of goes with the second question I love to ask, and that's, what does the topic itself mean to you, The Ascended Intercessor? What does it mean to you?
Well, we have a lot of, we've been on intercession from many different levels, but the main area that intercession has been known by is the level of the church. And so what God has really opened up our eyes to is, as God, we know that a lot of people like to say that there's nothing new under the sun, but the Bible does declare that God make everything new. And as the kingdom of God is continually advancing, so must his intercessors. Intercessors carry a rank in the spirit. They're not a fivefold calling. Intercessors are actually a ranking in the realm of the spirit. And before God does a thing, intercessors are the ones that really steward and pioneer that move into being. Before it comes into the earth, that intercessor has to be ascended in a place to see the blueprint of God for what he has for the next. And we experience many different intercessors who've not been trained and equipped to go into the realms of the spirit and see the literally blueprints of God, what's to come years down the line, 20 years down the line, even outside of time, and bring it into time. We have many different intercessors who are only speaking in tongues, but they're not moving anything. They're not shifting anything. They're not pulling anything down. And therefore, the enemy, the kingdom of darkness, he has spent so much time laughing at the body of Christ, because we literally feel like the tongues that we speak in are enough weight and carry enough authority to shift these powers outside of their ranks. And so what God began to show me was what he's doing in the next century, 22nd century, is going to be so important, that the intercessors ascend. They ascended to a level of in the realm of the spirit where they're able to actually see and dialogue with God's purposes, not just dialogue with God, His Spirit, but dialogue with the actual blueprints and imprints that God wants to do in the earth. And it's going to take a lot of dying. It's going to take a lot of sacrifice. It's going to take a lot of forgetting what you was once taught, because God always moves in different time frames. And we know that the old strategies may not be bad, but they may be obsolete for this new season. And so we can't go in the seasons with the same old strategies. The ascended intercessor is one who knows to see what's to come, but also are in the realm of the spirit where they're able to pull it forth into the earth.
Amen. Amen. How did this project come about? I know it was an assignment. It had to be an assignment because it's so near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, it came about through prayer. I was reading one day John 3:31, the Amplified Version. Of course, everybody, you know, we take this scripture as he was just speaking about Jesus Christ himself. But he says, he who comes from above, which another word for above, of course, is heaven, is above all others. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks about things of the earth from his earth viewpoint and experience. And the experiences are earthly, but he who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has actually seen in heaven and heard in heaven, of that what he testified on earth, and yet no one accepts his testimony as true. What he was saying, Jesus was saying, that there are some things that he sees, that he's actually able to see from above. And what it took me to as intercessors is that our viewpoint and our experiences will be so earthly that the enemy will begin to build plans and plots against the world and the body of Christ, because we are looking at things from a world viewpoint. His desire is to keep us earthbound. He wants to keep us earthbound to his level where we are praying even in his realm of seeing. There are many intercessors who eyes and their spiritual eyes have become tainted to see the things in his realm, to see. And what I mean by that, they're living in the realm of defeat, praying on their feelings or emotions and praying from a place of thinking rather than knowing. So when he said he who comes from above, from heaven, he will see only, and his experiences only will be heavenly things. So even as intercessors, when we begin to see ascend and sit in that place of rank and authority that we have, our experiences maneuvering in the heavenly realms will be what we literally release in the earth. And so we won't speak from an earthly standpoint. Everything that we say will be from what we're seeing from heaven down. And one thing that God showed me was an intercessor who is earthbound is really a useless soldier, because we have many people who join the military, but they get out so quick because sometimes they go in, the basic training scares them. Sometimes they see that what they really signed up for, they don't have the heart to go forth with it. They don't have the passion, the zeal, and the courage to ascend and go into battle. Just like in the spirit realm, many intercessors, they don't have the heart to go through principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. They don't carry the spiritual stamina and stature to counterattack against the different waves of bondage in the spirit. And so what they're doing is hell, sometimes even intercessors, out of their emotions, they will begin to declare that hell is winning through how they pray. And so one of the things that's very important is we understand that this realm of ascension, it must be activated. If we don't activate our inner in the realm to ascend, we will literally see an unbalance in the body of Christ, which what we have seen. And that unbalance will be the weight of our activity. We will see a lot of small battles being won, but the major princes, the major principalities, these diabolical entities, they are continuing to be strengthened because there's no one, no man to man the gates and the heights of where they are. Nobody wants to go through and face them in the realm of the spirit, which should be the intercessor. It should not be the apostle. It should not be the prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. It should not really be the believers. The intercessor, the ascended intercessor, is the one called and ranked and legislated to sit in the place of authority, where therefore they open up things in the realm of the spirit that apostles are able to see their blueprint. They're able to see clearly what God wants them to bring and build in the earth, the culture they want apostles to create, the people they want apostles to birth out. What intercessors do is they keep the realm of the spirit. I like to call it the frequency. They keep the frequency free of static. A lot of static will hinder a lot of things that are, well, not things, but a lot of ways and workings that the body of Christ wants to do. When it's hard, it's an indication that they're static in the frequency.
Mm, I love that. You said there's a lot of static in the frequency, and it
Hello. Prophetess, I do apologize. Connection is connectivity. But again, we are moving forward
with the
thing. We shut down the static in the lines, right? Shut down the static. So my question was for the intercessor that is maybe distracted. Okay. Let's give it a word of terminology of that person may be distracted and not realize that they're not ascending. What would you say to that person?
Well, first it's going to start with their identity. It's going to start with first understanding what governmental intercession is. One of the main things it is to operate and to be effective is really knowing who you are. That's one of the real strong qualities. If you know who you are and your jurisdiction and your authority, when you understand that, that you are a son of God, one of the greatest hindrances to effective intercession is really the counterattack that Satan used to play against the identity of intercessors and the identities of believers. So when you begin to, engage in governmental warfare, we must carry the DNA of the Father without question that he is our Lord, he's our Lord. And one of the ways that you're going to have to know, you're going to have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, if you're not secure in who you are, that will be the greatest tactic to stop your intercession. It will keep you defeated because the first thing he does is he weighs on your emotions. He weighs on intercessors'
mm-hmm.
emotions.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 I apologize. Amen. So as the Lord has been revealing this to you, I know you're seeing more and more, even after you wrote your manual, I know you're seeing more and more. What are some of the things that find your heart that you want to share with the intercessor that's saying, you know what, I got to get on my job, I got to be about my Father's business because this is a wake-up call to me. What would you say to that intercessor?
That intercessor must go from petitioning God to declaring intercession for God. We can mm-hmm. really just talk to Terry at the altar and call on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's better known as petitional prayers. I would encourage the intercessor to know that the word does say that we should petition our prayers to God. But as we move deeper into who he is in his image and in his likeness, we will find that he is not far away from us. So he is living on the inside of us. And the passing strategy has caused a lot of unnecessary warfare for us when we have to feel like we're waiting on the Lord to do something on our behalf, when in fact he has already, made his home among us. So I encourage intercessors to definitely strengthen who they are in Christ, continue to dive themselves into him, become more in his image, become more in his likeness, and maneuver more in the realms of the spirit. When intercessors mm-hmm. pray, they never should come out of prayer with nothing. Anytime you go into not just prayer, you can come out of prayer with nothing, but if you go into intercession, you literally should come out with something that God has spoken, a strategy, a word, activation, confirmation. When you come out, you should come out with something because you're literally going in the spirit to bring it out. That's what intercession is. So I would encourage intercessors to begin to go back to the basics, which is Genesis 1:26, and knowing that you're created in the likeness and the image of God, and begin to dive yourself into that revelation of just that right there. And that right there will take you into a whole nother realm of intercession.
Amen, amen. Praise amen. The Lord. My God. So, prophetess, as you have been able to start teaching on, you know, ascending intercessors, what are you seeing as far as, you know, is it like the light bulb coming on for some people? Is it like the blinders falling off? What are you experiencing even with the teaching of this assignment?
What I'm experiencing is just a lot of people, sometimes they just don't know or never been taught. Now, it's some people who, you know, it just wasn't their season to maybe learn, you know, because I know that God releases things at his set time. But you got some people, they've been in church all their life. They never even heard of what intercession is. They never even heard of intercede. They never even heard of demonic rankings and realms of the spirit. Fears of the spirit. They never heard of any of these things. They never heard that, you know, authoritative intercession, governmental. These are some things that people just never been taught. And the main reason it hasn't been taught is because people have not been teaching the proper kingdom. They've been taught church. Right. They've been taught how to jump, shout, dance, and get their prayers answered. But they haven't been taught how to be the ecclesia in the earth. So it's really activated people to a whole new realm, a whole new assignment that they've set in desolation so long. They're literally worn out their assignment, and now God is opening their eyes to, wait, this is what I need to be doing, because I've been still for so long what he called me to do 20 years ago is not what he's calling me to do now, and I must open up my level of thinking and my spirit to receive what God is calling me to do now.
Amen. You just said something that hit my spirit, and you said people have been taught church, and it's so true. But you said something else. You said be the ecclesia in the earth, and I tell you, I can dance, shout, and run, and not just be about that, but be about what you're saying, because it hit my spirit. So I'm telling you, it's time for us to stop doing church and start being the spirit beings that he's called us to be. So, when you said that just hit me on a whole nother level.
Amen. You know, a lot of people think that just because they're a part of the church, doesn't mean they're a part of the ecclesia. The ecclesia is the call out ones, the ones who are called to rule, reign, and govern, and establish the kingdom in the earth. Everybody who has confessed and received salvation are not worthy to be a part of the ecclesia, because it takes a whole other standard of living. So, you know, sometimes we as leaders, we have to be able to identify, not to place different people who have just received Christ versus those who are striving to be like Christ in different seats of authority. That's how it is in the natural, so it is how it is in the spirit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, look, as we tell Apostle Zora, you're speaking good. You teach good. You know, because, again, you know, many people have never known. I know. Until I met Apostle Zoe, there were many things, because I grew up in the Southern Baptist Church in South Carolina. I never knew, you know, any of those things. So it was like I had come into an awakening when I started getting kingdom teaching. And so I just give God praise for that awakening and being able to come into the place of understanding my true identity in Christ, you know? So it's a beautiful thing when you have that, when you experience that. Amen. What would you say to the person that says, you know what, they just talked about me. I have been in my home church since I was 2 years old. Now I'm 42 years old, and I want to know what they're talking about. Because that may be the person listening live, or they may be listening on the internet, or they may be listening to the recording. What would you say to that person that's still in their home church, because grandmama there and great-grandmama was there, great-great-granddaddy was there, but they're not being fed? What would you say to that person?
I would definitely say, you know, the three B's that me and my husband released today was break off, breakthrough, and break out. You're definitely going to have to break off of the old, break through the new, and then break out all that God has for you. You know, religion and tradition has held so many people bound. They're still bound. And really, what they're needing that void, the void filler that they need is only going to be when they break out of old paradigms and old systems that have been strengthened to keep them in a place of desolation. And even it's a suicide of destiny and purpose, because you got some people feel like they're completing their assignment by, you know, just coming to church every week, or, you know, they feel like that's what they're doing, that's their purpose and that's their destiny. But God has more for you. God has more. And I think the fear is learning new, what you haven't been taught, releasing what you've always known and stepping into something new to be taught is the fear to a lot of people. They don't want to learn new things. They don't want to step into another realm and hear new wisdom and hear new ways. They want to stay in the old system. But when you stay in the old system, you're going to get the same old results.
And you know, if you keep doing the same thing, that's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Now, you said something else that just hit me. And you said something about, hold on, because it was right there on the tip of my tongue. It was to the effect of not knowing your identity and your purpose, so you were committing, I forgot it. Right what it was. I apologize.
I don't even remember.
I know, because you're just flowing, so I love it. But it'll come back to me. You know, there has to be an awakening and a desire, you know, because, see, there was a desire for me. And I think many people, they want more. They know that there's more. But, again, you got to let go of everything you thought you knew. And take on, you know, what God is saying in His Word. And if you go into the Word, you'd be like, I never looked at it like this. I was never taught this, you know. So we just give God praise for being a learned people now, you know, understanding His Word on that type of level. Amen.
Amen.
There's something else in your spirit. So go ahead and flow, Prophetess. There's something else in your spirit. Go ahead and flow.
No, ma'am, I just really want to say, you know, what you're saying is just so true, and I think that God is just really doing a reshaping to the body of Christ, especially those who are part of it, and they're just going to experience a new revival, you know, and we know that revival is nothing but for dead things, but to be honest, it's a lot of people who are living in dead places. Their prayer life is dead, their relationship with God is dead, their spirit is dead. They don't really have a connection. They just have a church connection. And what I mean by that, I'm not diminishing the church, but when we go to church, we should release us, what's in us, which is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We should release that. And when you die to your connection, you're just sitting in a seat. And I think that God is going to begin to reshape some people, and He's going to begin to just really release angels of the Lord to just come even at night while people are asleep, to just awake them to a greater, show them in a vision and dream that there is another place for them in Him, and there's still life, and it's not death, and their assignments are not over, their callings are not over. What they think and know now is not over. He still has a greater place, because He is the Alpha and Omega, and it's going to take a long time for us to get to that Omega, because there's so much of God. And so we have to have our mind open to receive when He comes to us and show us that, and be ready to go into the net.
Amen. I love it. Oh, my God, I love it. Woo, this is, you know, one of the things the Apostle Zoe used to say all the time was, when you come into understanding, when you meet someone and they speak the same language you speak, she'll say, that's my kind. So I just love it. My next questions would be for the person that's listening, and they are like, wow, I need to get that manual. I need to get it and dissect it and take some notes and take more notes. How would they get the manual?
It's actually available on Amazon. I'll be releasing the extended version very soon. But now it is available on Amazon. They can just go in and type in 5 key strategies for governmental intercession, or they can just type my name, Brianna Anderson, and I'm sure it'll pop up for them.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Now, anything else on your heart before we open the phone lines for questions or comments?
No, ma'am. I think everything was good. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my pleasure. Now, if you think of something or something hit your spirit, feel free, okay? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So, guys, if you're listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in on this part. We're going to open the phone line. So if you have any questions or comments, something like a moment ago, something hit my spirit, and I was like, oh, yeah, that right there, you know. So if you want to comment or I have a question, you're going to dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We'll bring you live with us now. Now, again, if you're listening by internet, you got to dial in. We can't bring you on from the internet, so you got to dial in. And again, it's 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you live with those that you can have your question answered, or if there's just a comment or a statement that has been said, because I tell you, there's so many golden nuggets that were dropped. I know there's something that needs to be said. I'm just going to say that. So no question or comment is small, because sometimes people be like, well, you know, that's not a big question, and you know what? No. Just no. And one of the things one young lady replied to me, she said, I love it. She said, I thank God for the reshaping, because you mentioned something about reshaping. And so, y'all, instead of sending me chats, and text messages after the show or during the show, press that 1 and share with us, because there's someone else that needs to hear what you're saying, because I promise you, you're not the only one that wants to say it or that's feeling it. So press option 1. That's 929-477-2178. Press option 1. We'll bring you live. So, Prophet, I'm excited, and I'm so I want to congratulate you on your obedience as you were doing what God told you to do, because sometimes, you know, you have everything trying to distract you when you are trying to get your job done, you know, the assignment done. But congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
I very much so appreciate it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I remember when I released my first book, it was like, oh, Jesus, that was like a birth. But so, yes, you know, you're doing something that's as detrimental as you and Apostle Lord just completed, that is huge. So I am so proud of you. So God, you're proud. Now, y'all, don't do no chatting. They will send me chat out the chat as soon as we hang up the line. They will send me text messages. Guys, press 1 if you're listening by phone, if you have a question or comment, or if you just want to tell her congratulations or whatever. And if you're listening by internet, 929-477-2178. But I love, you know, the scripture that you gave, going back to the beginning and seeing themselves, because many times they've lost their identity through life or situations or what people have said, you know?
So yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Yes, because that in itself, you know, especially as the women have carried so many different things, you know, like you have so many people that have all of these jobs that they, you know, wear many hats, and so they allow one of those hats to tell them and define who they are. Nope, I don't care what career you have or what your past has been, that is not who you are, you know. So,
yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. Wow.
Is there a part in the manual that sticks out to you that you want to share with the listeners now? Is there anything that stands out that you said?
Sure. One is actually understanding what intercession is, because I know it hasn't been taught. But one of the things that it is, from my spirit wisdom, governmental intercession is a form of spiritual dialogue that causes a divine heaven and earth interaction that sends a spiritual commandment for an earthly manifestation. And I'll say it again. Governmental intercession is a form of spiritual dialogue that causes a divine heaven and earth interaction that sends a spiritual commandment for an earthly manifestation. So literally what it's saying, that intercession, it closes the breach between heaven and earth. And when intercession is released, it causes a sound to be released, that the sound can even affect the depths of hell. So there's a sound that goes out in intercession. It's a commandment that goes out that earth must respond by and with the manifestation.
Amen. And you know, that's great, because you first of all, you define what it is, because like you said, it hadn't been taught. So how can I operate in what I haven't been taught? I have no clue what it is. So how do I know that's me? You know what I'm saying? So yes,
absolutely.
I love it. You defined it. You gave it to them in the Word. Oh my God, y'all better get this manual. Oh my goodness. Whew. Thank you, Lord. All right, so you're defining what intercession is for them. Hallelujah. Now, let's see here. I see all these chats, but I don't see anybody pressing the line. All right, y'all, stop chatting with me and press 1 if you have a question or comment. Or prophetess Brianna, I tell you, God is so good and so faithful. And I thank God for the divine connection, because I actually met you through my apostles. So I praise God for that divine connection.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Tell us how people in your area can actually visit you and your husband.
We're located at 6028 Miller. I'm sorry?
I was saying Sunday service or Bible study. You can mention both.
Yes, ma'am. We're at 6028 Miller Road, Suite D in Columbus, Georgia. Our services are held 10 a.m. on Sundays for Raining Academy, 11 a.m. worship service, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Amen. And can you give us the address one more time?
Sure. 6028 Miller Road, Suite D in.
Amen. And the title of the book again?
5 of Strategies for Governmental Intercession, Activating the Ascended Intercessor.
All right. And they can get it on Amazon? And you're going to have an extended version available?
Yes, ma'am. The extended version will be available by the end of the month. Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on Friday Inspire. Now, prophetess, what they're going to do is they're going to actually start blowing up the phone lines and all this stuff as we're hanging up, because they never
okay.
But make sure you go out to Amazon, purchase this manual, because it's time to stop living at earth level, in this fleshly level. And start ascending. It's time to ascend, because what you did yesterday and even what you're doing today is not going to be good enough for tomorrow. So I tell you, I've been so blessed by you sharing with us. I'm telling you, this has been absolutely marvelous. It has been an absolute honor, because I'm seeing so much in the body of Christ. Well, we got to go up. We got to ascend, you know. So we give God praise. All right, y'all, it's the last opportunity. 929-477-2178, option 1, if you have a question or comment. Otherwise, we're going to let Prophetess go, because we don't want to keep her away from her husband and family. Because I understand you have a little one. All right, we got a caller. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome to Hopeside Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, how are you doing, Aaliyah?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. This is Calandra. Hi, Prophetess Deanna.
Hi.
I just want to congratulate you on your book, and I can't wait to get it.
Thank you so much.
And I've really enjoyed tonight. It's been eye-opening, and I'm just so appreciative for people who are obedient to God. So I love the both of you, and I thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Calandra.
All right. Good night.
I tell you that. Good night. That's one of my sisters, my Kingdom Word sisters out in Marietta. I tell you, that sister drives from Marietta to Conyers every Saturday night to get that Kingdom Word. So we give God praise for people who are hungry for the Word and knowing what they're being fed and where and what they're being fed. Amen. And, you know, a lot of times when people share, you know, things like that, you're like, wow, okay. It's just a confirmation all over again for you. You know, I hear you, God. You know, as you're being obedient, you're seeing that you're being effective. Not that you need validation or anything, but you're like, okay, you know. You're like, thank you, Lord, that I was obedient because I see what you're doing. You know, not what I'm doing, but what you're doing through me. Amen.
Right.
We got another caller. Welcome to On Friday Inside. Who do we have with us?
Hello, good evening.
Hello. Great evening to you. How are you?
I am well, Aaliyah and Prophetess Brianna. This is Wakinda. And I just wanted to call in just to let you know how much we love you, absolutely love you and your husband as family, and definitely celebrating the book, even as you were talking about it on tonight, it just really stirred me up as an intercessor just to say, you know what, now is time for even a greater intensity and to truly, truly understand where my positioning is in the spirit. And so I truly thank God for it. And I have gotten the book. I've read it. And I'm going to go back and read it again. so just to sharpen myself even the more. So I thank you, and I truly appreciate you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I praise God for what you just said, and I just pray that, you know, what God does in your life is going to supernaturally excel you to the greatest place that you would like to be, and also that you have been called and purposed to be, even as that warring angel, that warring intercessor in the realm of the spirit. I just see angels coming to encamp around you, even when you go into prayer, even when you begin to step into different places that you've really never interceded for. God's going to begin to extend your territory and extend the measure of your reach and your rule. So when you begin to pray, it won't literally be the same. You won't hear the same tongues, but there's a shifting because I hear the Lord say that he's increasing your measure of rule, and that what you have been praying for is already done. That wall has already been broken down. But now God is saying, I'm calling you to raise up others. I'm calling you to literally raise up other intercessors and teach them ways how to war through dance, through clapping of the hands, through worship, and through wailing. Yes. God is literally calling you to raise those people up and to release them into that faith, because you will be an intercessor of intercessors.
Wow. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. My God.
Hey,
thank you,
man.
Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Oof.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Wow. Thank you, God. Wow. 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 I appreciate you. Thank you. Oh, to
You're
God
welcome.
Be the glory. To God be the glory.
Wow. Amen. But thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Amen. All right, we got another caller, Prophetess. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Hello, this is Lakeisha.
Hi, Lakeisha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. Thank you for dialing in on On Friday Inspire tonight.
Are you able to hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I had a question. I wanted to ask Prophetess, what would you say to that intercessor who's pioneering, but also while pioneering, they're trying to maintain their governmental sound? They're trying to, how can I say, they're trying to maintain their sound in the earth without
staying the same without staying stagnant, but making sure that there's no static and making sure that you are on the frequency that you should be.
Amen. One of the things, definitely be able to discern what season you're in and when the season is up to go into that next place, because it'll come easy to you when you're praying and decreeing and interceding that next phase, when you know when it's time for you to go to that next dimension, because you'll literally flow right into it versus trying to just barge in it. Intercessors graduate in the realm of the spirit, so God will take you from literally praying for just people, missionaries, the body of Christ, to have you then shift to praying for nations, praying to cover domains, mountains. You will literally shift as your measure increase, and you'll know when your rule increases because things will begin to hit your mind that you need to release, and you probably were never thinking about it. So then you'll know that, okay, God is really sending this. I'm discerning this in the realm of the spirit. This is what God is calling me to pray about, and then you'll begin to see it happen more and more, and then you will literally graduate into that next place that God is calling you to govern, because intercessors, they govern the realm of the spirit. Apostles govern the body of Christ. Intercessors are governors of the realm of the spirit, so you'll know when God is giving you that green light into that next place, because you'll literally graduate yourself into it. He's not going to send things to you to pray, and you literally will not catch warfare. I see a lot of people catching a lot of warfare. Two reasons. One, as the enemy is coming to test them, test their rank. But two, when warfare will come, when you're literally trying to pray in the measure of rule that God has to already give you the grace to have. And so your confirmation is going to go before you when you intercede. So angels are already going to be dispatched for you, and the way has already been plowed for you before you get to that next place. So when you step in, you should see nothing but victory. That's one of the indications of a governmental intercessor. It's when they're always seeing the victory. They're always seeing the winning side, where they're never stand from a place of defeat, because Jesus said that it is finished, and they live in that realm. When he said it, when he declared and released his breath that it is finished, that's literally a realm to live in the finished place. Intercessors must sit in that realm. If not, we'll always feel like God still has something to do when he's done everything he's ever had to do from Genesis 1 to Genesis in the 7 days. Put it like that. He's already done everything he's going to do in those 7 days. We're living in it.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Glory to God.
Thank you so much, Lakeisha, for joining us tonight, and thank you for sharing the post as well.
You're welcome.
Amen. Prophetess, I told you they wait till we get ready to wrap up, but it's all good because,
amen,
you know, there is someone that, you know, a lot of times that there's someone else that has that question, but they're not bold enough to press the button and say it. So I thank God for those who have the obedience and go ahead and step forth and do it, because just as you bless the two of them, you know, their obedience got them that word, that release. And so I give God praise. So, again, if you are you have a question or a comment, or, you know, you're dialing 929-477-2178, option one. I feel like there's at least one more. But you know what? I'm not going to push y'all to get what's yours, okay? I'm not. I'm just telling you, I'm leading you to the water. I can't make you drink. Amen. Amen. I tell you, there is such a sweet spirit on the line tonight, Providence. You feel
Amen.
That?
Yes, ma'am. I do. So I do. It's beautiful.
It is. It is. And I tell people all the time, I am just a mouthpiece that the Lord chooses to use in this hour for On Fire to Inspire. I'm just a mouthpiece. This is his show. So we just flow it however he wants to flow. We're getting ready to celebrate next month our 4 years of walking in obedience on this assignment. And
we've
transitioned even this year. Amen. Even this year, everything's been straight prophetic as the Lord has led me, you know, to even down to the guests, you know. It was like, okay, Lord, I hear you. So I just give God praise because many have been blessed. People are coming out of their comfort zone. And we just give God praise.
Hallelujah.
I have a person trying to dial in now. Let me see here. We release these lines for you to be able to get in, baby, because I feel like there's at least one more that need to press one. If you have a question or comment, press one on that 929-477-2178. The topic is the ascended intercessor, but as Prophet has released these words on life and these powerful nuggets tonight, it has been truly a blessing. I'm telling you, there's such a I really can't explain in words. I really can't explain in words, but if you understand by the Spirit, then you feel the Spirit of God all over the line. You feel it. It's not just a feeling, but you know His presence. And so if you have a question or comment, you press that one. The young lady trying to get in, now she was like, I keep getting an error. But we give God praise. She's going to get in. Well, she is going to get in. Hallelujah. Anybody else that's already on, you can press one. Woo. My God. I just love the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord. So love Him. Oh, my goodness. We had Apostle Evans on back in September, and then we had the Outbreak Conference. We had them on, and when I tell you, it was like, people were pulling, and it was ridiculous. With Apostle Davis, we went 2 hours one night. I was like, oh, my goodness. We had to do a part two. He was like, oh, wow. But, I mean, when I tell you, it was just so the lines were open. The people, the hearts were free. The people are open and ready, if that makes sense. But I tell you, it was beautiful. It was completely beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me see here. All right, guys. Last call, 929-477-2178. Hold on. I think this is our caller. Welcome
Hello.
To Friday Insight. Who do we have with us?
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm okay. This is Niecy. Hi.
Hi, Niecy. Hi. Well, thank you for calling in on Friday Insight tonight.
I thank you for broadcasting on tonight. I just want to call in and tell you that I'm enjoying everything that I'm hearing, and it's really good to my spirit. And I just want to say blessings to you, woman of God, on your book and more to come. You are such a blessing for the new generations that's here and even the old generation. And the points about intercessory prayer and governmental intercessory prayer was so on point. We need strategies. You can't just go in and think that you got it all together. It's levels to governmental intercession, and I just want to say that you was on point, and I really enjoyed it, and I send blessings to you, more blessings, and thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. I do thank you for being on the line and listening and also letting everything marinate with your spirit. And I pray much success for you and even in your journey of prayer and intercession. I pray that God will continue to open you up to new, greater things. And I pray that your love will even deepening concerning God and His plans and His purposes for your life.
I receive it. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen. God bless
Dominique.
You, Alina.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Whew, Prophetess, we appreciate you tonight. We thank God for you. And again, congratulations on releasing your manual to many as you're teaching the kingdom of God and being those eyes and ears for the kingdom. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we thank God for your obedience as you're moving forth in this hour. We thank God for you.
Thank you so, so much. I truly appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do you have any final words for everybody?
Just pray that God continues to bless each and every one of them, and even so recognize that the greatest season that we're in the kingdom of God is such an awesome time. People are stepping into their calling. They're walking into their purpose, and their destiny is awaiting them. And just embrace this time. Don't look at what it looks like, but look at how it already is, which is done, it's finished. God has already won the victory, and therefore we carry the victory. The heavens declare his glory, and therefore we declare his glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again, Prophetess. We appreciate you tonight, and we would love to have you back soon.
Thank you so much. You have an awesome day.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. 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 Guys, if y'all missed any of the broadcast tonight, you want to go back and listen to the recording. It should be available about 5 minutes after we end the broadcast. You definitely want to go out and support and get that manual, because it's a definite necessity to your library as you're learning trying as you're learning and moving forth in the things of God. I tell you, God is doing a new thing, and it's time for you to do a new thing as well. You can't do the same old, think you're going to get a different result. So make sure you go out and get five keys to governmental intercession. It's out on Amazon. Prophetess Brianna Anderson is the author. You'll see Brianna Anderson on the actual the author, not Prophetess. You'll see Brianna Anderson on there. So go out and support. I'm telling you, God is so faithful, and it's time for us to come out of our feelings, come out of what we thought we knew, and walk into what we definitely know. And that's, it is done. Like she said, it is finished. And walk in our identity and stop being human and be the spirit beings we were created to be. I tell you, I love it. God is so faithful. Again, if you missed any of the broadcast, go back and listen to the recording. Thank you again, Prophetess. We praise God for you, and we praise God for the blessings that you all have made and will continue to make to the kingdom of God with your obedience and sharing your gift. Guys, we'll be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I can't tell you the topic, because guess what? The Holy Spirit didn't get me yet. So we will be back. Because it is our assignment to move forth in the earth and do what he's called us to do. So we give God praise for each and every one of you that have listened, whether you were live, you were listening, or you are listening currently by recording. We give God praise for you. We have thank God for all of our sponsors. That's Apostle Zoe Leggett with her manual, the original version, with Executive Director and author Kim Mays, who has her first book launch on this coming Saturday from 3 to 7 at the Mountain Park Aquatic Center and Activity Building in Star Mountain. We have this coming Friday and Saturday, Infographics is having photo shoots. The address was 1303 Parker Road, Suite G at Kingdom Works. You can email aphographics@gmail.com. That's APHOGRAFX. Or you can inbox them on Facebook or Instagram. And then finally, Santa's Holiday Jubilee, hosted by BBB Productions. Tickets are only $5, and children get in free. So they're doing a huge toy giveaway on that day, and that date is December 9th. And it's on Eventbrite. If you want to go out and purchase your tickets, go on out now, and you definitely will enjoy yourself. Joyce White and myself, we will be out as the media host at that event. We're so excited about it. That's going to be held at the Dawn Event Center at 3201 Atlanta Industrial Parkway, Suite 104, Atlanta, Georgia, 30331. And that, again, that date is December 9th. It's on a Sunday. So we look forward to seeing you guys out there. You'll see all the posts about the events and things of that nature on the On Fire to Inspire Network. Go out and like our page. We share events. We share words of encouragement and updated upcoming events as well as upcoming shows. So that is the On Fire to Inspire Network. That's our Facebook page. Or you can watch my page. It is a public page, Aaliyah Butler, A-L-E-I-G-H-A. And I'm always sharing words of encouragement, scriptures,
whatever the Lord put on my heart, I walk in obedience. I love you guys. Your week is blessed because your life is blessed. Aaliyah Butler on Smith on Friday and Saturday. We'll see you next time, same day, same time. God bless you.
I am fire.